prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
What an exciting day. What an exciting day. I couldn't be more excited today. The entire show is dedicated to physical culture. During the first hour, Brooks Kubik, my co-host, is going to join me for our regularly scheduled episode of Physical Culture Radio. We're going to talk about something everybody in the audience can relate to. The dire need for gym etiquette in gyms today. We all have pet peeves. We're going to talk about those. What can people do differently? What should people do differently? We're going to get into that with Brooks. Then, at the top of the second hour, I'm going to be joined by the First Lady of Physical Culture, Elaine LaLanne, married to Jack LaLanne for 53 or 54 years. And we're going to talk all about her journey and also a special message for women out there. So this is going to be especially for women. Just want to mention, Thrive Advance is releasing a new flavor. You're not going to believe what it is. If I told you it's powdered sugar jelly donut, would you believe me? Well, it is. Go to thriveprotein.com, thriveprotein.com, click the blog link, and read the article titled, Thrive Advanced is going to blow your mind. You have to read it to believe it. Check it out. And with that,
you're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
Hey, Brooks, how you doing, man?
Hey, Carl, I'm great. How are you today?
Fantastic. How do you like that? Powdered sugar jelly donut flavor. We cracked the code. We have a flavor that people will not be able to stop drinking. Can you believe it, Brooks?
I can't even imagine it.
Oh, and you're
cannot even imagine it.
Yeah, and you're an imaginative guy.
Yeah.
So anyway, how are you?
I'm doing well. Now, you know, normally I have a an old school physical culture reference. You know, I could say, well, you know, that's real interesting because you're having Elaine LaLanne on later in the show, and you know, did you know that in 1949 Jack LaLanne came up with this idea of, you know, adding powdered sugar donuts to his protein shake.
Yeah, there you go. That would have been great.
You know, it's amazing. But I got to tell you, I'm stumped on this one. I can't think of a reference there.
I'm very excited to speak to Elaine LaLanne. And I have to tell you something. As a kid growing up in Brooklyn, on WPIX Channel 11, in the afternoon for all the housewives, Jack LaLanne used to do a show. I guess it was probably taped and then re-aired in New York. That's how they did everything back then. And it really, I mean, I can vividly recall my mother bringing a kitchen chair into the living room. We lived in a three-room apartment. It wasn't a far drag. And doing the exercises that Jack was telling her to do. It was before I started school, so this is pre-first grade, you know? And I would sit there and watch her do those exercises, and I would listen to him, and who knew that I would be in this realm someday in my life? And I mean, it's just amazing. I'm so excited to speak to Elaine LaLanne, I have to tell you.
So. Well, I've never talked to her, never met her. I've only heard wonderful things about her. And, I think it's going to be a really interesting show. And, yeah, you know, I'm sure that she can share, you know, an awful lot about their journey over the years because, you know, they were together for so very long.
Right.
And, you know, such a part of physical culture and the physical culture community for so very long. And, of course, she's still a part of it.
Right.
You know, just amazing. So this is going to be a real, real interesting show. And, let's see, Jack got started when he went to a
Paul Bragg
a talk that was given. Was it Paul Bragg or Dr. Tilney?
No, I think I'm 90% sure it's Paul Bragg, but it could have been Dr. Originally, the story that I was originally told when we paid homage to Jack LaLanne on this show was that Jack's mom, because Jack had become overweight as a young boy.
Right.
And
right.
Jack's mom took him to a Paul Bragg discussion.
Yep.
And Paul Bragg met with Jack. The mom made Jack go to meet with him, I guess. I don't know if that's, you know, if he had even been made to. But he obviously wasn't living that lifestyle. And so Paul Bragg looked at him and said something to the effect, you're basically a garbage can because the food that you put in your body is garbage. And the light bulb went off in Jack's head. And that was the definitive moment for him where he started to make his health a priority. And that is the leaping off point for him. That's the story that was told the day we did the show, paying him homage upon his death. And that was Randy Roach was on that show. And I want to say another very famous bodybuilder. It wasn't Bill Pearl. It was somebody else. I can't think of the name, and I'll find it in a second. I apologize. But this is somebody who had firsthand knowledge of Jack and was close to him and all that sort of stuff. And so,
Very cool.
Yeah, very, very interesting. But anyway, let's do this. Let's do this now. You don't really go to commercial gyms very much anymore, right?
Yeah, very rarely. Very rarely.
So we're going to have to recall, we're going to have to rely on your memory of when you used to go to these gyms, when you traveled and stuff like that, and you were forced to go to one of these gyms. But things haven't changed. I'm confident that the same things that rub people the wrong way today were the same things that rubbed people the wrong way 50 years ago in the gym. With some exceptions, there were some extremists out there. You know, Vince Gironda would throw you out of the gym if you did curls. You know, I think that was an extreme, don't you think?
He would throw you out of the gym if you did curls? You mean squats?
Oh, I know. I thought it was curls. Maybe you're right. Maybe I also heard curls, too. He didn't like curls, but maybe you're right. No, he did like curls because he created that curl where you keep the bar close to your body. It was squats. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for keeping me honest. I mean, that's an extreme. But now we come fast forward, and here we have Planet Fitness, where they'll throw you out of the gym if you grunt. So,
well, yeah, you know, we need to tee up the discussion by talking about, you know, there are gyms and there are gyms. And, you know, a lot of the idiot stuff that you see and that people subject other gym members to is not happening in what I would consider a real gym. You know, it's a spa, it's a fitness studio, it's a health club, it's a whatever, but it's not a real gym. And those places just absolutely breed terrible behavior. But the other problem that you have is really decent gyms, you know, places that, you know, have lots of heavy iron, lots, you know, barbells, dumbbells, power racks, you know, people are supposed to go and train heavy, but they still have bad behavior. You know, so you have, to my mind, you have multiple levels of the problem here. It's very hard to find a good place to train.
Well, and that's because we all have different approaches to training, too. You know what I mean? So, okay, but there are some really, real basics. You want to throw one out there? You want me to throw how do you want to start this?
I know that you've got one. You've been dying for a week to share.
Well, I mean,
because this was your idea last week on the show. You said, we're going to do gym etiquette. So what's your number one?
Well, the problem is that since then, I've been to the gym several times, and it changes every time I go to the gym. And it's not because I'm a grumpy old man at all. I wave and say hello to everybody at the gym.
Right.
I talk to people at the gym. I don't stop when I'm training, but on the way in and on the way out, I talk to people. I'm friendly. But one of my pet peeves about the gym is when people park themselves on a machine, or they are using something. It could be obviously not a bench press because you set that up, but usually this happens with machines. They park themselves on a machine, they do a set of something, they just sit there, and you're moving fast and you say to them, do you mind if I work in? And this is a common courtesy in a gym. You don't own the machine unless there's something wrong with you. Maybe you're not feeling well and you need to sit, and then maybe you shouldn't be in the gym anyway. But standing up in between the movement and letting someone else use that machine is a common courtesy. And it shouldn't be the other way, that when you say to somebody, I mean, I can't tell you the number of times I've said to somebody politely, hey, I was actually supersetting with this machine. Do you mind if I work in with you? Where they grumble and say, oh, just use it and walk off. And I'm like, no, no, you can use it too. No, it's okay. And they just walk away. And I'm like, it's not what I want that's impairing you. It's what you want that's impairing me. Like, let's get along. Let's do this together. Let's work out together. Why do people act like that?
I have absolutely no idea. And that's one of the fundamental problems of so many modern gyms. And it goes back to the people who are running the place. You know, etiquette, any kind of gym etiquette starts with the person that runs the gym. And if somebody doesn't understand, Carl is supersetting, and he needs to go from this piece of equipment to this piece of equipment. And in order to make it work, he has to move from one to the other. When he's on this one, that doesn't mean he's stopped using the other. And it doesn't mean you can jump in to get your set in and then throw him off schedule. But it does mean that if you time it and you work it out, you talk to each other, you can share things.
Right.
You know, someone can be doing, you know, I'll do a real simple one. You're doing a bicep-tricep superset. Well, you can do biceps, the other person can do triceps.
Right.
Then you switch. You do triceps, the other person does biceps. You know, I mean, it's easy to do simple switches like that. But here's the thing. A lot of people don't understand that. They don't get it. They don't understand why it is that doing biceps and then triceps and then resting and then repeating is important. And so when you say, you know, do you mind if I work in, I'm supersetting, the problem might be that they don't really understand what you're asking for.
No, but I don't buy that, and I'll tell you why. Because Bill Hinburn just messaged me, and it's true. This is what I was going to say. This is common courtesy, right? If you're driving, my father taught me one yes, one no. If you're getting on the freeway or getting off the freeway and you have to let someone merge, you let one person merge and the guy behind you lets the next person merge. So it's common courtesy. You learn these things growing up. When you pay for a monthly gym membership, you didn't buy the machines. They don't belong to you. They belong to everybody in the gym. Everybody in the gym has the same rights to use it as you do when you're not using it. You are not using it if you're just sitting on it in between sets. Because there's chairs for that. They call that a chair. They don't call that a pec deck.
So do your set
and get up. And you don't have to understand the nomenclature I'm using. Well, I'm doing a triple drop set pyramid. No. I want to work in with you. When you're not doing a set, I'd like to do a set. I'm not saying get up and get off. I'm not saying I'm more important than you. I'm saying we are of equal importance. When you're done with that, you mind if I jump on instead of you sitting there?
But here's where I'm going, and here's where I'm placing the blame. I'm placing the blame on whoever it is that owns the facility, that brings new people in and doesn't teach them.
Yes.
This basic etiquette.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. You know what? And I have an idea, and all the gym members, I mean, all the gym owners out there who listen to the show need to do this. Okay? I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk specifically about this. Okay? Are we plugging anything for you today? Because you and I really didn't even talk today before the show.
We are doing an enormous book, course, and magazine sale. I'm getting rid of all of my duplicates and triplicates, and in some cases I have four or five or six copies of something. I'm going to cut it down to one, and I'm selling all the rest, and I'm putting lists up at the Dinosaur Training blog, www.brookscubic.com. I think we're into the sixth or maybe the seventh list now. You know, last week we mentioned we were doing this with Strength and Health magazine from the 30s and 40s. We've got lots of great stuff out there. If you go to the blog and start working through the different lists, you'll see what is still available. If you sign up for my email alerts at the website, brookscubic.com, you'll get emails when we have a new list up, and you'll see some really cool stuff and, you know, some things that are literally one of a kind. So it's a great opportunity for everyone to grab some good stuff. And the other thing, 2 days ago we released the March issue of the Dinosaur Files monthly newsletter. That's available in a PDF format. You go to the website, you buy it, download it, and there it is, and people are really loving it. So those are the new things.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, let's talk about what you said. This is a top-down problem. It's about the gym management. So what can they do differently? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep? Oh, no. It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Call it Paul. chill.
Yeah.
Mike down. Mike down. Down.
Welcome back. Holla at your boy. I'm holla. I'm going to holla at Brooks Cubic now. Okay, so you're absolutely right. And I've actually had this thought because it's impossible to watch this problem, and not just this problem, but other problems that we're going to discuss here that occur in gyms, without thinking it completely through 1,000 times when you train 3 to 5 days a week, you know? And so you're right. You know how there's a whole movement here now with Planet Fitness? I like to affectionately call Planet Fatness. We need all the other gyms to start to focus on the people who really want to see results from their training. And this is kind of like the anti-Planet Fitness movement. And marketing to people we say, look, if you just want to have a gym membership so that you can absolve yourself of the guilt of being a sloth and not being active at all, then go to Planet Fitness and pay the $10 a month for the right to say to people, well, I've got a gym membership, even though you don't do anything with it. But if you want a gym where you're going to be surrounded by people like yourself who are interested in progress, whatever that progress is, more muscle, more strength, lose weight, run faster, swim faster, whatever, then come to a gym where you're going to be surrounded by those kind of people, because that is going to inspire your progress. If you want a gym where you're going to see progress, this is our gym here. If you want a gym just to say that you have a gym membership as a way of making yourself feel good amongst friends, then go to that other gym. And with that indoctrination approach, then comes the contract. And I'm not talking about the contract for the monthly fee that you're going to sell to some finance company to get, you know, 12 months of fees up front. I'm talking about the contract that they sign where you walk them around the first day and tell them about what working in means, you know, what it means to, like, if you're going to be compromising a machine for a very long time, you must be able to work in with people. People have to come over and use the machine too. You know, not wearing super duper, so strong perfume that when people stand in your wake, there's a vacuum of oxygen that takes place and you can't even breathe. And then this person comes and gets onto the elliptical machine next to you and you're trying to do high intensity training. And every time you hit, you're hit. You're breathing in, you know, 400 megatons of you know, daffodil perfume. Bad move. You don't need sweat is all you need in a gym. Am I right or wrong about this?
No, you're right. And you know what I would do is, I mean, I'm trying to narrow this down to the one really critical point. You know, really, there are two or three of them, but they're kind of interrelated, and they tie in very nicely to what you were just talking about. Whoever runs the facility, whether you call it a gym or anything else, that person has got to deliver a speech to the prospective new member on day one that's similar to what you said. And then they have to say, they have to take the person through the first workout, or if it's someone who says, you know, I know how to train, et cetera, you got to do the walkthrough. And you got to say, look, our gym is different. People here are focused on making progress. The only way they can do that is to concentrate and focus on what they're doing, whether it's strength training, cardio, whatever. They need to be allowed to do that. And my number one rule here is you have to let everyone else focus and concentrate. So that means you don't walk up and interrupt someone. You don't walk in front of someone in the middle of a set. You don't talk really loud, play loud music, listen to your iPhone, your cell phone, whatever. You don't walk over and turn the TV on. There should be no TV on and there should be no radio on. Music maybe, nothing else in a gym. You know, but you should tell them anything that detracts from someone else's ability to focus and concentrate is simply a no-no. We're just not going to do it. That also includes perfume. It includes obviously an offensive odor. It includes leaving a pile of sweat on a machine. It includes chalking your hands up and then smacking your hands so that you send chalk everywhere. It includes all of the look at me stuff that so many people do in gyms, because these are interruptions, distractions to the people who are trying to seriously get a good workout. And you need to kind of walk through and explain this is different. We're different here. And then you need to enforce those rules. You don't need to throw people out. You don't need to, you know, set sirens off if someone, breaks the rule. But you do need to go up to a gym member and, you know, pull that person aside very politely, just you and the gym member, and have a quick conversation. Say, you know, hey, please don't do that.
Have I ever disagreed with you on this show that you can remember?
Oh, many times.
Okay.
But you disagree with something I said there?
Well, several things. I mean, the chalk I have no problem with. If you're in a gym where people are doing some heavy work, chalk is going to happen. I mean, if they come in your face and clap it in front of you, make a cloud of chalk in your face. But if they're standing on the platform, getting ready to lift, and they've just dipped their hand in the chalk bucket and they give it a couple slaps to loosen up anything that's you know stuck there, I don't see that being a problem. And music. I wear my headphones. I can hear my music. Now, where I draw the line is, if you insist on bringing your cell phone to the gym, turn the ringer off so that it's only evident to you that it rings, because that is a distraction that can hurt people. If a guy is in the middle of moving some heavy weight, and because I don't care if it's not his ringtone, it's like we are Freudian when it comes to ringing. When we hear a ringing, we break our concentration. So I agree with you there. But if you're bringing your iPhone in and you're streaming Pandora so you can listen to some music that helps you get better focused on your workout or makes your cardio less arduous, I have no problem with that at all.
But if you're talking about using earphones.
Yeah.
Earbuds. Okay. That's different. What I'm talking about is the guy who walks across the gym and turns the music up.
Or changes the channel. You haven't been in a gym in a long time. So now
there's still gyms where that happens.
Are there really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And to the chalk thing, I'm not saying outlaw chalk. I'm saying outlaw the person.
The theatrics around chalk.
Who does all the theatrics of boom, boom, and there's a cloud of smoke because it's the look at me thing.
It's
like when I go to a gym, I'm not interested in looking at anyone else. I could care. I am interested in training. I'm focused on me and the barbell or the piece of equipment, whatever I'm using. That's the focus. And anything that distracts that because someone wants me to look at them is inappropriate. It's inappropriate in the sense of it's discourteous and rude behavior. But a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people think that, you know, a gym environment is some kind of super macho, ultra macho environment, and that all of these theatrics that look like they come from professional wrestling, WWE, are perfectly acceptable. And it's like, no, that's not acceptable. I would love to see a gym where you walked in and the only thing you heard was the sound of people lifting weights.
Right.
No other sounds. And if you think about it, what other sounds do you really need on the floor of the workout area of a gym?
Right.
People, you know, if you want music, earbuds, everyone can listen to their own music. But what's the rationale for any sounds in a gym other than the sound of training?
Yeah, no, I agree. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's just go through some, like a short list of some of the pet peeves that people may have. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
Superhuman Human Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Every day I'm hustling here behind the mic. Okay. All right, so let's just kind of run through them, what's at the top of your head. What do you have that is a pet peeve of yours that you believe that someone needs to be talked to about gym etiquette? I'll jump
getting,
in and out. I'll
getting,
jump in and out.
Okay, getting too close to someone who is lifting heavy.
Big, lifting big.
Hard. That is a big, huge thing.
Yeah, and I mean, I've never had
a lot of
problem.
People don't get it.
You know,
go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I've never had this problem, but you told a story on the air not too long ago where you were training at a gym. It prompted this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And you were doing some heavy work, and somebody came and did like some sort of floor exercise next to you, right?
I was doing squat snatches. And you know, squat snatches, if you miss, you can't catch the bar. The bar goes down, either in front of you or behind you, or in a really bad miss to the side. And someone came over, and it was actually someone who was a trainer, came over with a gym member, and they were lying down stretching and doing floor stuff close enough to me that if the bar went down, it was going to hit them. And I moved, and 10 minutes later, they'd kind of, you know, they rolled to the left, they rolled to the right, and now they were back too close to me.
Well, and you know what? This goes back to something you said a second ago about not having music playing in the gym, because I remember that day, and Karen Carpenter was singing "I Just Want to Be Close to You." And this person subliminally just kept moving closer and closer to you. That's what was going on. This was back in the 60s, right?
Oh, God. Man, I tell you, I was wondering where the musical reference was going to go with that. Yeah, that was a good one. That was quick. No, but I mean, you know, that's the problem. And, you know, you see people who don't take any kind of common sense precautions for their safety and the safety of other people. I mean, I've seen people start to set up, you know, they wanted to, you know, flat bench flies. And for some reason, the place the bench is at isn't right. So they move some dumbbells, and they move a bench, and they start to set up. And they set up very close to the squat rack. And it's one of those squat racks where it's not a power rack. It's a get the bar on your shoulders and back out, you know, step style model. And so that means you're setting up lying down on a bench doing flies within range of someone dropping a squat bar.
Yeah.
Or slipping or taking one step too many. And, you know, and I'm like, do you not have any common sense at all? I mean, leave aside any degree of whoever's in charge ought to be stopping that immediately when they see the bench being lugged off to the wrong place. But, you know, it's like, how can you lie down next to someone who has 400 pounds on his shoulders? It's like that's
insane. You've got to be an idiot. You really do. I mean, you have to have no regard for your own safety.
Yeah, but you have people, you know, and you were talking about earbuds. You know, the guy doing squats has earbuds in. The guy doing the flies has earbuds in. You know, it just the whole situation is everyone's in their own little world. And you really can have problems like that. And, you know, people are like, oh, Brooks, you're being so silly. I've got a scar on my back. I've had it since I was a freshman or sophomore in high school. Have I ever told you about this?
No.
I went to a really good high school sports-wise, you know, really good sports school. We had a great weight room, and I was working out, I think it was the spring after my freshman year, or maybe the spring after my sophomore year. But I'm working out in the weight room with a couple guys on the wrestling team and the wrestling coach. And there was, for some reason, they had these metal barbell holders with, like, J-hooks welded on. You would, you know, you'd put the barbell on the pins on the J-hook, mm-hmm. right? And I was doing squats. And it was one of those squat stands where you back up, and I backed up with the weight. I was doing a set of 20 rep breathing squats or doing them to failure or something where I was like really going hard and heavy. And I was fairly close to these racks because the weight room was great, but it was small. And I was standing with my back towards one of these J hooks where they'd taken the barbell off, so it was just the hook on the squat stand. And I had a spotter on each side, and distinctly remember one of the sophomore cheerleaders, dressed in her gym outfit, came walking through the weight room to go to the area where they were doing cheerleading practice. Beautiful woman, beautiful girl. And like every guy in the weight room turned and stared at her.
Right.
Okay. I mean, you couldn't help it. And it was at that moment that I slipped. I lost my balance. And I fell backwards with the bar on my shoulders. And I hit that J-hook.
Oh,
caught my
God.
Shoulder on it. Yeah. And my spotters didn't catch it because they were watching the cheerleader when she walked by.
Oh, my God.
You know,
you're, lucky,
so like,
you're lucky your head didn't get it. The back of your head didn't get the hook.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was this totally crazy thing, but I'm like, you know, crazy things can happen. And then another time, in the same weight room, someone had been doing heavy quarter squats, and the bar was loaded in the power rack. The bar was loaded to either 405 or 495. That would be either 4 or 5 45-pound plates on each side, right?
Right.
And I was doing something. I forget what. I don't even know if I was working anywhere near, but some guy came in. The guy that did the quarter squats left the bar unloaded. You know, he walked away. He left 500 pounds on the bar, you know, which is another no-no.
Right.
Breach of etiquette, but he did it. And so some other guy came in, and he decided he was going to unload the bar. And like an idiot, he unloads everything from one side.
Oh, I've seen this happen before. This is hilarious when this happens. And the idiot is surprised when the bar comes up and hits him in the chin when he takes the last plate off.
No, no, no. What happened, he pulls the plate off. Meanwhile, I was doing something else, and I wasn't aware of what was going on. I wasn't being cautious and observant. I bent over to pick a plate up off the floor to put on whatever I was using. And at exactly that moment, the guy pulls the last plate or the last two plates off the other side of the barbell. It comes, tips over and comes crashing down on my side.
Oh, man.
And those 45s come smashing straight down. Didn't quite hit my head or ruffle my hair, but the wind from them did. And, you know, so I'm bent over picking a plate up, and all of a sudden, bang, 250 pounds of iron comes crashing down, and I can feel the breeze ruffling my hair.
Yeah,
that's how close it was.
It would have taken your head off, basically.
Yeah. My wrestling coach saw it. You would not believe how fast he was on that other guy, grabbing him by the throat and, like, literally physically throwing him out of the weight room.
Yeah. What a jerk.
Yeah.
What a jerk. You could have lost your life twice. Okay. When we come back, I'm going to talk about something specifically for the guys. Okay?
Okay.
For the men. Stay tuned.
Proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Talking with my co-host Brooks Cubic. This is Physical Culture Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by the First Lady of Physical Culture, Elaine Lalane. It should be an inspiring discussion. Okay, good. You want to say something before I start this?
Well, I've been on pins and needles. You said this was something for guys, and I know what it is.
This is something for guys, and mm-hmm. I don't think you're thinking what I'm going to say. So let's see. Let's just see where your mind actually hangs out when it's idle. If you're coming in to train legs or do something very heavy, train legs, you're going to do heavy squats or heavy good mornings or any of that type of stuff. Please, please, please take a pregame dump. Okay? I'm going to tell you something that's going to save you a lot of embarrassment, but more importantly, save those around you from having to breathe your stench. Okay? Squats, especially, if you're doing them right, create a great deal of pressure inside your body. And how can I put this nicely, Brooks? If you've got one in the breech, there's a high probability that you're going to be letting out a lot of gas when the body compresses all the air out of your intestines while you're squatting. Now, when will this happen to you? The second some really cute little figure girl comes to the rack next to you to do her stiff leg deadlifts with 10 pounds, or I'm being insulting, with 90 pounds, and you want to impress her. And so you're like, you load the bar, you got 495, you're going to do a few reps, you're going to show this chicken, you get all the way down, and there it comes. It's like the stuff that used to follow the Green Lantern around, and she has to breathe that in while she's training. She's going to be disgusted. What's even worse is if you short yourself while you're doing this, okay? You're going to be embarrassed. It's going to be a disaster. So when training legs especially, this is true, take the pregame dump. Spare everybody else in the gym the let's guess what he had for food dinner yesterday by smelling his gas right now. So it's really a really sage advice that I would even give to my own son. So there you go. Now, that wasn't what you were thinking, was it?
That was not what I was thinking. It was a little bit close. It involved it involved men and women at the gym, and I thought you were going to go into the issue of appropriate behavior vis-a-vis someone and someone of the opposite sex.
Oh yeah, oh that's a good one. Cover that, because that is a actually, in my opinion, that is a misassumption by most non-gym goers that that's what happens at gyms because of the odd occasion, and that's what has powered places like Curves and Planet Fitness to become the types of gyms that they have. So please address that. That's a good one.
Well, you know, the gym is not a pickup bar, and you shouldn't treat it as such. Period. You know, and that applies to both women and to men. And, you know, if you are going to the gym because you're using it as a pickup bar, then, you know, find another gym, for God's sake. Or better yet, you know, go to the gym, get your pump, and then, you know, shower and change, and, you know, then go to your pickup bar. But don't, you know, don't mix them up, because people who go to the gym are going for a reason, and the reason is they're trying to improve their bodies. They don't need all the other stuff. So that can be a hugely, you know, a hugely big problem, and that's something that the people who run the gym need to monitor and control. I mean, they need to be on top of that sort of thing. Having said that, I probably need to admit full disclosure. Carl, you know this.
I was just going to let me guess. Can I guess?
Yeah.
You met Trudy at the gym.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. How did it happen? I mean, did you hit on her?
Of course not. Of course not. She and I had been going to the same gym for about 20 years.
Oh.
And it's a small gym, so most people knew each other, but we were on different schedules as far as working out. Didn't see each other very much. I remember seeing her at one point many, many years ago. And, you know, I was like, you know, little blonde girl, just, you know, leave me alone. I've got to do squats. And she saw me doing squats, and she was like, what a Neanderthal. You know, because I was powerlifting heavy back then, and, you know, I was pulling my powerlifting belt tight and chalking up and, you know, growling and rattling the bar, and, you know, it shook the power rack, you know, and all that type of stuff. And she was just like, you know, what a Neanderthal, what a pig. But we never talked that we can remember. And then, after about 20 years, she's single, I'm single, and she came in at a different time and trained, and so we saw each other unexpectedly, and she was doing hyperextensions, and she was reading while she was doing them, and she was reading not Entertainment Weekly or Us Magazine or Muscle and Fitness or Shape or Flex or something like that. She was reading a political magazine, you know, lots of words, no photos, and she's reading and doing these perfect, smooth reps and goes all the way up, holds it, turns the page, keeps reading, you know, as she goes down, okay, she's up and down. And I couldn't believe that she was maintaining her focus for reading and maintaining her focus for training. I was like, that's very unusual. So I said the obvious thing, and she, you know what the obvious thing was, of course.
No, I have no idea.
I said, that's very zen.
Ah.
Ah, yes, because of the total razor focus. And, I mean, that's all I said. And her reaction was, it talks. And
oh,
then her reaction,
yeah.
And then her reaction was, and it said Zen. Does it know what Zen is? Holy mackerel.
Caveman knows Zen.
Yeah. And, And so anyhow, here we are. We've been married for 14 years, and
that's fun.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
So, go ahead. So I think the real issue is this. This is bidirectional. Men and women should not make, they should not make passes unless they recognize that this person is interested in them too, and then you can be cordial. But if a girl is working out, she could be married. She's somebody's mother, and your eyes are glued to her because she's doing stiff leg deadlifts. She can feel the heat on her back from you staring at her in between your sets. That's just inappropriate. And
yeah. Creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy. Exactly. It is. It's creepy. And I know guys would be like, well, if some chick wants to, you know, stare at me. Yeah, well, you're different. Guys are different than girls. If you haven't figured that out, that's why you're attracted to girls. You know, it's like you are attracted to something different, okay? That's not to say that you can't be attracted to guys and still be in the gym. But my point is, you know, it's like you said, it's not a meat market. It's not a pickup place. Go there to train. And then if somebody's impressed with you, over time, then maybe they'll start talking to you about other stuff, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if someone wants to talk and it's not interrupting your training and it's not interrupting their training, you know, that's fine. That's different. But if you're bothering somebody and, you know, you just mentioned it, I mean, you know, the eyes that just, you know, are blazing red hot zero focus looking at someone else. I mean, that's just not appropriate.
Yeah, and you're looking at her butt, and she sees in the mirror you're high fiving your boys. You know, like, man, Che, I'd hit that, man. And it's like you think she doesn't know you're talking about. In fact, you hope she does know that you're talking about her because you're thinking she's going to turn around and go, "Oh, Romeo, where have you been all my life?" And instead, she's looking at you and thinking, you know, you're a bust out, you know. You're just here with your boys training, staring at my butt. You know, that's as far as that's going to go. Have a good time. You know,
yeah.
Go there and train. You know, if you're going to meet somebody at the gym, chances are you're going to meet them after you've been training for a long time, and they've seen your level of dedication, and they've seen that you're cordial to everybody in the gym, and then maybe some girl will say something to you. But that's, you know, that's different. That's very different.
If you really want to impress her, unload the weights. Don't make her do it. You know, don't load the leg press up to 1,200 pounds and walk away so that when she comes in over, she has to spend, you know, 10 minutes unloading your plates.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know, that's another etiquette rule that people bust all
but,
the time.
But you know something? I think dropping plates on the floor in the general vicinity of the machine is adequate. And I get a lot of heat at my gym because I don't put them back on their racks, you know, on the little stem that they stick out. Because quite often people don't adhere to the size, you know, what plate belongs mm-hmm. where. So you come over with a couple 45s, there's no place to put it. So I'll just lean it against the rack, you know. And I get heat for that at the gym. I get heat for that.
Yeah, well, you got the exercise police everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been a good discussion, Brooks. And I
and
we had a couple laughs, too. How about that?
Yeah, that was good. And enjoy the next segment. I know that you're going to have a really good one.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, we'll talk to you soon, brother.
Okay, take care. Right, bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the First Lady of Physical Culture, Elaine Lalane. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit Coach Rob Regis .com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. I'm so excited about this next interview. You know, I titled this interview today, The First Lady of Physical Culture. We are joined by Elaine Lalane. How you doing, Elaine?
I'm doing great, and you're doing great, too, it sounds like. You're Mr. Personality.
Oh, thank you. You know, my mother said that I took one breath when I learned how to talk, and I haven't stopped talking since.
Yeah.
Luckily, I make a living talking, so it all worked out fine.
You know what Jack used to say to me?
What?
He said, my wife likes to run. She likes to run off at the mouth and run off my bills.
You know, it's amazing. In the previous hour, we were talking about this interview.
Yeah.
And I said, as a young boy of probably 5 years old, I lived in Brooklyn, New York, and we had Channel 11 WPIX.
And I'm familiar with it, yeah.
And Jack used to be on that channel, black and white. Sometimes he'd have the German Shepherds with him. And I could vividly see my mother dragging that yellow chair from the kitchen into the living room to do the exercises along with Jack. And what Jack did was an amazing thing. He actually bridged the gap between average people and physical culture. He gave them an entry point to understand the importance of physical culture, and it's an amazing impact on so many lives.
Yes, he did. He really did. And it's too bad some of the young people now don't know who Jack is, you know, and they really should, if they're interested in physical culture at all, or if they're into exercising, they really need to look up JackLaLanne.com and find out who Jack LaLanne is, you know.
Well,
you remember, but there's a lot of the young kids that just came up in the last 5 or 6 years, you know, that they don't have a clue.
Yes, you're right. And you know what? We actually did a show in honor of Jack when he passed.
That was great. Yeah,
we had Dan Lurie and Randy Roach on.
Yeah, I know Dan.
Dan was Seal Test Dan. I used to watch him on the Big Top TV show in New York as a kid. And we talked about Jack, and you know, he told such vivid stories of Jack, and he talked about how Paul Bragg influenced Jack as a young boy. I guess.
Right.
Instead of me interpreting the story, do you remember the story? Can you tell us the story about how his mom took him to see Paul Bragg?
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, Jack was a sick, weak kid, you know, and he loved sugar. He was a sugarholic. He lived on a ranch for 10 years. Incidentally, we're working on Jack's life story, and there's a lot. And in that life story, there's going to be a lot of things that you've never even heard before about when Jack grew up on a ranch and lived in and went to school in a one room schoolhouse. And you know, people didn't even know that they had one room schoolhouses.
Right.
In those days, in 8 grades in one room. But anyway, he was a very sick kid, and they took him out of school for 6 months due to ill health. And they're back in Berkeley, and there was a lady by the name of Mrs. Joy who lived next door, and she said, you know, Jack, he really needs to hear this lecturer by the name of Paul Bragg. And Paul was lecturing at the Oakland City Women's Club. And so his mother took him down to the Oakland City Women's Club, and he fought. He had arch supports, shoulder braces, glasses, boils and pimples on his face. He was just a mess, and as he puts it. And so they walked into the Oakland City. They were late getting there, and Jack was never late. I mean, he was always on time for everything,
right.
But evidently they were a little late this time because I guess he didn't want to go. So they walked in, and there were no seats available. So this lecturer up on the, which was Paul Bragg, up on the stage, great big auditorium, and he turned around to leave, and he said, "Lady with the little boy, we don't turn anybody away here. Ushers, bring 2 seats and put him up here on the stage." Oh, Jack said he felt like he wanted to die. You know, he just wanted to crawl into a hole, and because, you know, he had the boils and the pimples and this and that. But there was one thing that man said, and that was Paul Bragg, and he said, "I don't care what your age is. I don't care what your physical condition is. You can be reborn again if you eat properly, blah, 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 and blah." So anyway, that's how it all started. And then after the lecture, he was so mesmerized with Paul, he went backstage afterwards and talked to him. He was only 14 years old, 14 and a half. He went backstage, and Paul talked to him for about an hour, and that changed his whole life. He went and he joined the YMCA, and he found out that there was weights. See, in those days, they locked up the weights in a big box.
Right.
And Jack learned to wrestle. And so what happened was there was 2 guys that had this box, locked to the box. And Jack says, "I'm going to work out." I said, "Oh, kid, you're too young. You're too young." He says, "If I wrestle you and beat you, will you let me work out with those weights?" And so he beat him. He's a little kid. You know, Jack was only like 5'6" or 7",
right.
You know. And so he was he was an AAU champion wrestler. He could have gone to the Olympics in 1936 for wrestling, but he had opened his first physical culture studios. And if you took 1 penny in those days for anything, and anything to do with sports or anything like that, you couldn't go to the Olympics. So it's all different today.
Right,
did
right,
you know
right.
that?
Yes,
did you know?
I did, but I didn't think about it when you were telling the story. But yeah, like the if you take even they have athletes where they catch them where they took a free car from a car dealership, it disqualifies them from going on to the Olympics.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what they were doing
The minute you take a penny, you lose your amateur status. You can't go to the Olympics anymore.
That's right. That's correct.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Very, very
yeah. So that's the story right there.
Well, and it's important that people understand something. And I want to talk about Jack, but I really want to talk about you. I mean, there's a lot of things, a lot of questions I have for you. Jack was once quoted saying about you, she can do push-ups, chin-ups, she's a terrific golfer, expert water skier, and swimmer. She's a lecturer, author, civic leader, and businesswoman. In fact, she runs BeFit Enterprises.
Yeah.
She's a super wife and a good friend to me. She is living proof of what all that women can actually be. And with that quote, I want to segue to messages for women today.
Okay.
So we live in a society where we are putting a lot of value on women who are built so skinny, wafy. They starve themselves to fit into clothes. They don't realize the muscle loss that's happening. They don't realize how that's going to affect their lives later. Women outlive men an average of 10 years. That means that woman may end up by herself in her home. She can't get out of the chair. She falls a couple times. The kids go, hey, mom, you can't live by yourself. So now she loses her independence because she loses her ambulatory ability because she hasn't paid attention to strength. Tell me what you know now that you're looking at your life and looking back, a message for the women out there to embrace physical culture.
Well, I just turned 90, and I feel like I'm like 50 or 40 or even 25.
Right.
Had I not exercised, and you see, the more a woman exercises, the more feminine she becomes.
Ah.
The more a man exercises, the more manly he becomes. And if you don't exercise, you become. Have you ever seen two people kind of looking the same way?
Yeah, right.
They have, you know, their butts are about the same size, and their chests are sinking into their waistlines, and they look ill in health. But if the more you exercise, if something is better than nothing, and you need muscle tone. There's nothing more beautiful in a woman when she has good muscle tone. Have you ever seen, you know, if you've seen people with their flabby arms and their flabby seats and their flabby, you know, that's lack of physical exercise.
Right.
Now, a lot of people say, well, I have a bad back, I can't do that. Well, you can work around your infirmities. If you've got an infirmity somewhere in your body, you work around it. You don't just go right into it. There's always something you can do. You can lift your arms. A lot of people in wheelchairs. You see, some people in wheelchairs, they're strong up. They have a big, strong upper body, you know?
Right.
Because they work their strong upper body. But if you just let it go, it's use or lose. If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And it's as simple as that. It's just, everything is so simple in life, and people make them too complicated, and women make it too complicated.
Women get caught up by the scale. If I had a penny for every time a woman on this planet said these words, I would be more wealthy than the wealthiest man in the world right now. And that is, I'm never going to eat again after standing on the scale. And they think that everything, they think that their representation of gravity upon them is an important number. When they forget that what you're made of is more important than how much of you're made of.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I'll tell you, as I said, woman exercises, the more feminine she becomes. So it's a lot of people, they make excuses. You got excuse number one, excuse number two. Why not just go for it and realize, if you realize that exercise is king, nutrition's queen, and put them together and you got a kingdom, you know. So that was a quote of Jack. That's one of his little
right.
isms.
Right, right.
But it's very important that women see that they take a look, go and take your clothes off, go in front of the mirror, and analyze yourself and say, well, look, my arm is a little flabby. Maybe I should do some exercise. Maybe I should join a gym. Maybe I should get a book. You know, I've got Jack's latest book is called Forever Young, Live Young Forever, rather. And in it, he's got a whole bunch of exercises in it. We have it on the website.
What's the website? What's the website, Elaine?
It's jacklelaine.com.
Okay.
Jacklelaine.com, and you've got, and I have my books on there. I have written, I've written five books, and we're working on his new one now, but, it's not easy to write a book, you know.
No. I know. That's why I've never written one. I'm really good at talking.
Well, I'm sure you've got quite a colorful life.
I'm really good at talking, but sitting down and writing it down, that's a hard one for me. I want to take a break. When we come back, since you talked about aging and activity, when we come back, I want to pose this question to you. I want to hear your answer. Do we get old because we stop moving, or do we stop moving because we get old? We're talking with Elaine Lalane, the First Lady of Physical Culture. Stay tuned. This is Superhuman Radio.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. I'm like a kid on Christmas morning. I'm here with Elaine Lalane. And I say this with all honesty and humility, that you are really physical culture royalty. You have so many things that you know about that we talk about on this show, looking back, you know, Bernard McFadden, Paul Bragg, yeah. You know, I mean, it's amazing. And I say shame on anybody who goes to a gym that doesn't understand the beginnings of physical culture. It's not just about grabbing the metal and making it move. You have to understand where these precepts arose from.
I agree.
I mean, it's a shame today. Everybody thinks it just because they can lift the weight, you know. Okay, I don't want to get into that. But anyway, aging and activity. So there are a lot of people out there who say I love Jack's attitude about this. We all age, but you don't have to be old.
Have to be old.
Right.
It's all in your you have three ages, you know. You have your chronological age, you have your physical age, and then you have your mental age.
Yes.
So, I wouldn't pay much attention to your chronological age. I would pay attention to your mental age and your physical age, you know. And you want your physical age to be young. And everybody tries to be young, tries to look young, and a lot of the women, they say, well, I won't eat today because I want to look my best, I want to look young. Well, if you exercise, if you do everything in moderation, you can't go wrong.
Right.
I mean, that was Jack's key. I mean, his lifestyle was very simple, you know. Everything in moderation. You don't eat 100 apples a day. You know, if one apple is good, you don't eat 100 of them, right?
Right.
So that was pretty much his philosophy. And it's not what you do some of the time that counts. It's what you do most of the time that counts.
Yes.
So when you go up and you say, oh, I goofed up today. Forgive yourself and start all over again, you know?
That's it.
Pick yourself up, you know, dust yourself off and...
Okay, so aging and activity. Do you think that we get old because we stop being active, or do you think we stop being active because we get old?
Oh, well, it's so simple. We start getting old because we're inactive.
Yes.
Inactivity is the killer. That's what it is. Anybody broken their arm, you know, they put it in a cast for a while, and they used to do that. What happens to it? It atrophies.
Yeah.
If you don't move that muscle, it atrophies. So if you don't move your muscles, they're going to atrophy and they're going to get old right away. So it's as simple as that. Life is so simple and we make it too complicated.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And so obviously you stay active. You're 90, right?
I'm 90, yeah.
You're mentally so sharp, okay? So what is your day like, Elaine? You wake up in the morning. I know that Jack used to like to train like 4 a.m. in the morning. Do you still do that?
You know what I tell everybody? He rolls out and I roll over.
That's good.
Not me. I wasn't going to get up. When we lived in L.A., he got up at 4 because he was on the air, you know, early at 9. And then by the time he worked out for 2 hours and by the time he did... got the show all ready, because everything was ad lib. His shows were all ad lib, and we've got 10 volumes now that we that 5 shows on each volume. So that's 50 shows we've got.
Wow.
That we've got remastered, and they're all just pristine, just like they're like just like you would watch them. And then also we're on
YouTube.
There's Own TV, oh. And then there's there's a MeTV, MeTV, or you can go into MeTV and you can catch some of his shows.
But you know what? You know what? It's a shame. MeTV and those they're supposed to quote unquote. Reach an older audience, but the reality is that the young
people need
to hear Jack's message.
They need to hear the young people need to hear what Jack has to say, and what he has to say is very simple and very easy to follow. And you're absolutely right. That's exactly right.
Do you have do you have a YouTube channel for any clips?
Yeah, we've got a YouTube channel. Jacqueline on YouTube.
So Jack wasn't just.
In fact, my son is going to put up some stuff on it today on the YouTube. So
tell him to email it to me, and I'll share it on my Facebook and on social media. So Jack wasn't just about physical culture either. Jack was about the mind, body, spirit. He used to give such pearls of wisdom at the end of the show. He would sit down or he'd stand there, and he would talk to people about being happier, being more content with their lives, learning to get along, learning to show love. His message was profound. It was amazing. I mean, he was.
He always had a pep talk. He always had some. He worked every on his shows. He worked every part of the body, and then he would always have a pep talk, and then a tip of the day. You know, but the pep talks were very, very popular. I think you can see that on YouTube. If you go into YouTube, you can see some of his pep talks.
Great, 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 great stuff.
Yeah.
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about. Something that, now look, I'm young, I'm 58 years old, but I train very hard in the gym. I am a physical culturist, and I follow certain lifestyle, habits, which include heavy resistance training, but I'm getting older and I'm starting to notice my body is doing different things. And I just had an epiphany this morning, walking to my car. I want to share with you and I want to ask for you to weigh in on this. We're talking right now with Elaine Lalane, the First Lady of Physical Culture. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com. To learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs.
You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Elaine Lalane. I realized that I rushed her into the break without allowing her to answer the question I asked, which was, what does your day look like activity-wise? You get up
I get up in the morning, and we started with Jack getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, then we didn't finish. But anyway, I rolled out and I rolled over, but I get up and Jack has invented the first leg extension machine, he invented the first pulley machines, he invented this weight selector. We have a gym here, and I can work out in the gym. I can also have a pool that it's one of those indoor pools, you know, that you can swim.
A lap pool, so you can kind of, it's like a treadmill for a pool.
Right, it's an endless pool or whatever. And so I work out in the gym, and then I go in the pool. But I don't work out 2 hours. I mean, I think half. If you can work out vigorously for a half hour, you've got a good workout there. So sometimes it takes a half hour, 45 minutes, depending on if I swim that day or I work out in the gym. But that's what I do. I work out with the weights. I've always worked out with the weights. And that's when I first met Jack, I was a junk food junkie. I smoked cigarettes, ate terrible foods, and ate bear claws, clanny butters for lunch. And I was on the television, and I had him on as an interview, an hour and a half show every day, and that's how I met him at KGO-TV in San Francisco. So, I used to eat the bear claws and chocolate donuts. Jack would come over and say, the only thing good about the donut is a hole in the middle, you know. So I'd blow smoke in his face. And but anyway, I learned quickly. I stopped smoking, and I started broiling everything I used to fry. I saw my skin change when I quit smoking. The blues were bluer, the greens were greener. I was just I was a whole different person, and I became a convert. But I do work out every day. I do something, as I say. I wasn't as adamant about it as Jack. You know, he never missed a workout, and I don't care if he was any. He just never missed a workout.
Right.
But if you do something vigorously 3 to 4 times a week, you know, you can keep in shape.
Yeah. Now, Bill Hinburn, who is a physical culture historian that listens to the show live, messaged me and said that Jack invented what is now the Smith machine.
Yes, that's right. He did. We have that Rudy Smith. You see, Virginia Smith, or Virginia Owens, her name was. We swam on the Minneapolis Aqua Follies together in the early 40s. She married Rudy Smith. Rudy Smith worked for Oh my gosh, I'm having a senior moment.
Well, go on with it. That's okay.
Yeah, but anyway, he, when he was working for Vic Tanney, he used to come up to Oakland and buy a lot of the equipment because Jack used to bring, get all these ideas for equipment. He would bring it over to a blacksmith in Oakland, Paul Martin. Paul Martin, then started making, all the equipment for Jack. And then when Vic Tanney opened his in the early 40s, in Los Angeles, he would come up and buy all the same stuff and, as Jack. And so Rudy one day evidently, loved this, that machine, this, what Jack called it, the squat machine. And, so he actually patented. See, Jack never patented anything. And
oh.
In 1936, who thought of, he was 21 or 22 years old, so he never thought of patenting anything. So, but later on, those concepts were patented by other people, but
right.
But he still gets the credit. And Rudy, and Virginia were here one night, day, and we were out in the gym, and Jack has the original Smith machine, and Jack, and Rudy says, well, Jack, he says, I know that. I said, I know it's a Smith machine, but you invented it.
Yeah.
And he's always Rudy's always given Jack credit for the idea of inventing, but Rudy did patent it and called it the Smith machine. And of course he made new innovations and all that.
Right, of course.
You know,
but it started with Jack. And
it started with Jack and all those ideas,
the
weight selectors. That came out of Jack's head.
Right.
You know, the calf machine came out of Jack's head. We
right.
have the original calf machine. I have a lot of original equipment up here, and it's all handmade by the blacksmith in Oakland.
Wow.
And it's all hand. And if you ever get to California, you call me, and I'll give you a tour.
I'm going to take you up on that because I'm going to be there in April for a couple weeks doing some live remotes, so I may reach out to you. I want to ask you, we only have a couple minutes before the next break, and then I want to talk about accepting the bodily changes when we come out of the break. But before we go into the break, I want to ask you just briefly about your diet. Do you eat dairy? Do you eat meat? Do you stay away from grains? Do you have any special
meat? I eat everything in moderation.
Okay.
I mean, I eat meat. Jack was not a meat eater, but he believed in a lot of egg whites. And hard-boiled egg whites, or just if you're going to eat eggs, eat them with the, you know, without the yolks. But
right.
I eat with the yolks and everything. There's, you know, I eat everything, as they say, in moderation. And
yeah.
I've done that all my life. I'm from Minnesota. You know, I'm a Norska, so we got to have our meat.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Yeah, meat is important. Meat's good for you. And there was a story that went around. When I first started doing this show 11 years ago, we did a show about Randy Roach wrote a fantastic book called Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, and he talked about the origins of physical culture, and part of the book also addressed, you know, what ended up becoming Muscle Beach, and there was a story in there, and I want you to tell me if it was either in there or it was talked about on the show, so I don't want to give anybody the wrong credit, but there was a story discussed on that show that Armin Tanney and Jack LaLanne used to go to the stockyards in California and buy fresh cow's blood and mix it with raw unpasteurized milk and drink that post-workout. Was that just an old wives' tale, or is that really?
No. I don't remember him, Armin Tanney, going with him, but I know that Jack used to go to the stockyards and get, drink blood from
right.
He said, "Well, he said when pellet got coagulated piece got in his throat and caught his throat. That was the end of that.
That was the end of that.
But you know the reason that came from he was reading about the I think it was the Watusi.
No, the Maasai. The Maasai.
The Maasai. That's right.
Right.
The Maasai and then that's where he got the idea. That's true. But I don't remember him. Armin going, but Armin at Muscle Beach, but." This all happened in Oakland, so, but Armin and Jack, when Jack would come down to Muscle Beach, you know, Vic and Armin and Harold Zinkin and Paula Bolsoms. And
did you ever meet Pudgy Stockton?
Yes.
What kind of person was she?
Oh, she was sweet. Just the sweetest girl. Just a lovely, kind, sweet,
strong
girl.
Strong woman right there.
Yeah, she's very, very strong, but very, very quiet and sweet.
And to your point, she was very feminine. She was very strong, but she was
very
beautiful.
Very feminine.
She was
very
beautiful.
Lovely, very feminine. She was married to Les Stockton, you know, and they were all Muscle Beach people.
Right.
And Harold Zinkin wrote a book called Remembering Muscle Beach, and anybody that can get that book, you'll really get a lot of old-time Muscle Beachers in there.
All right, we're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, accepting the changes of your body as you age, you're listening to Elaine LaLanne. The website is jacklalanne.com for everything. You must patronize this website. Jack is one of the modern fathers of physical culture. He carried the flame of physical culture into average households, to average housewives, and enlisted them into understanding the importance that activity and a physical culture lifestyle plays in longevity and health. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. Today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen.
Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I'm going to change this thing, so let's stop for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
Welcome back. We're talking to Elaine Lalane. What a way to end the month on an upswing. So I'm learning something. You know, Elaine, I thought I was the one. I was the one that wasn't going to age. Everybody else was going to age, but I thought I wouldn't. I think most people probably feel that way when they think about aging.
Yeah, well, it's very hard to except sometimes for some people to accept aging, but it's important to accept it. I have accepted every 10 years of my my changing of my life. Nothing is really in my mind hasn't changed much. You know, my mother used to say when she was almost this age, she'd say, "You know, I don't feel any different except my feet don't want to go as fast."
Yes.
You know.
Well, you know what? And I think about myself, like my choice of music that I listen to in my headphones when I work out is the music of a kid who's maybe 16. And I feel sometimes that I still want and dream and feel the same way I did as a young man, but my body has changed. And it's kind of a dirty trick. You feel like it's just a dirty trick. I think that an important part of healthy aging is accepting the changes, isn't it?
You hit it right on the button, right on the nail, right on the head, because that is so true. You've got to accept the changes in your life, and no matter what. Like even if you have an accident, you know, we all have accidents. I have a torn rotator cuff. I can still do a push up. You know,
right.
I was getting out of the truck and I slid onto some stones in the road and I went plop down and I tore my rotator cuff. But it heals and I'm not going to have it change because maybe I can't lift it as like I used to and I'm very careful when I do. I don't make any quick movements with
right,
it.
Right.
But those are the changes you have to accept and go with and do the best you can with it.
Yeah, so, and I actually had an epiphany this morning walking to the car. So I've got some challenges that I'm working to overcome right now. One of them is in my lumbar spine from lots of heavy squatting for long periods of time. And so I have this numbness that's in my lower legs, and it feels like I'm always wearing socks.
Yeah.
And so I know that it'll go away with the right things, and I'm doing the right things, but it's a constant reminder that my body is changing.
Right.
That it's like these used to be injuries that went away. Now they're things that you have to work hard so that they can maybe get better in a couple years.
Yeah, that's true. You know, let me tell you that I had a leg, you know, I fell about 25 years or more ago and in the driveway and I tore all the tendons in my kneecap went into my leg and I tore all those tendons and then I rehabilitated myself. I was younger then, you know, and so I was probably in my 50s or 60s. But then what happened about 2 or 3 years ago, the legs started going to the side and the pain in my leg was terrible. So then I went and had a knee replacement. And so I made up my mind that that knee replacement was going to be good. And I when I went into the operation, I have a good feeling about everything. You know, but your mind has a lot to do with what you,
yes.
you know, how you're going to come out with the situation. So now I have that, and then later on, I found out about a year later, I had a synovial cyst in my back, and
right.
just like you had the pain, it was so bad. So I went and I had that operated on, and now I still do push-ups. I do everything. I don't do it as much fast as I used to, but I'm still doing it, you know. And it's that's the most important thing that you can. You just have to accept these things and go forward.
And you know what happens when we don't accept it? When we don't accept, and I realized this morning walking to the car, I can still do all the things I want to do in the gym at this point in time, and I will continue to do them until I can't do them any longer. But
yeah.
with that being said, I realize that part of aging is this gloomy fear when these kind of things happen, the recognition that you're actually aging, because no one wants to really address it and face it head on, and so it actually casts a shadow on your days going forward because you're worrying about, oh, geez, it's getting worse. And that's not going to affect anything, as you point out, because you should be positive at that time that things are going to be fine.
That's right.
And
You have to accept it.
And I had this thought, and this is what came into my mind this morning when I was walking to the car. This is what I thought. Today is the yesterday that we will look back to so fondly tomorrow. In other words,
yes.
If I look back 10 years, yeah, I was in much better shape. Well, if I don't pay attention to how great I feel right now and enjoy it, 10
yeah.
years from now, I'm going to be looking back at this going, wow, I really felt good then. I need
yeah.
to feel good now.
Yeah. You just make yourself miserable. You have to live with your misery, you know.
Right.
If you think, thinking makes it so, you know. I mean,
yes.
whatever you think, it comes to fruition.
Yes. Well, let's plug the website one more time. The website is jacklalane.com. You can go there and find books written by Elaine, books written
yeah.
by Jack, all the products that were ever produced that are still available. You can go right
yeah.
there to that one website.
That's right. You'll get all the scoop about Jack and what we're doing and YouTube. Go onto YouTube and look up the Jack Elaine channel on YouTube, and there'll be some new stuff put up there, and pep talks that Jack is. You'll love those pep talks.
Yeah,
so,
he was great. He was very inspiring.
Yeah. And you'll see a day in the life of me, and then we're on Facebook. You know. Elaine LaLanne Facebook, Jack LaLanne Facebook, John LaLanne, my son John LaLanne. You ought to look up J-O-N LaLanne.
Okay.
He's got a TV show called the Chef LaLanne.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Very nice. Very
it's
nice.
Not a TV show. It's a, what do you call it, one of those websites.
A web, yeah, yeah. Like a,
yeah.
Like a web, oh, a blog or something like that? A blog?
Yeah, it's a web. It's Jack LaLanne, I mean, John LaLanne. Chef LaLanne. He's got Chef John LaLanne. Look
okay.
him up in the
We'll find him. Let's all friend
the internet.
Him. That's
yeah.
what we'll do. Listen, Elaine, thank you so much for making time this morning to come on the show.
Okay,
thank
well, thank you, Carl. And you're just dynamite. You and John, you ought to hear my son John talk. He's you'd be a great team.
Well, maybe we'll have to get him on the show. We'll work on that. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Elaine.
God
Bye-bye.
Bless.
Bye-bye. Wow. Huh? 90 years old. That's unbelievable. Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with...
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views